throughout the remainder of the day.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
पवित्रा
अपवित्रा
पवित्रवा
पुरीतरा
सर्वा
सर्वा
अस्यां
पश्यां
गतो
गतो
अपि
अपि
बा
बा
जप मरे
मरे
पुंडरी
पुंडरी
वाक्यं
वाक्यं
ता भाईया
भाईया
अभंतरम
अभंतरम
सुखी श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु श्री विष्णु श्री
विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
श्री विष्णु
How I did while you're doing that. You did not see how
smart.
Then why you're keeping in your hand before? You guys keep it in your hand. You didn't even tell me how to
do it. See?
I told you that you see all of you, see how I'm doing. That is why you're keeping this body in your hand. You cannot follow the other people, you will be able to follow. That is good. Weak as it is, you cannot follow us like this.
Think so.
One more.
those who are a little more advanced, they are living on the mental platform. Philosophy, speculation, poetry, literature, like that. There is mental plan. Somebody is actually having sense gratification directly, and somebody is reading about sense gratification and enjoy. So, one is directly enjoying sense gratification, body to body, they are grosser, and those who are enjoying on the mental platform, they are subtle, that's all. But the field of activity are the same. From mind, we come to the gross platform. Actually, our this body develops on the mind, situation of the mind. We prepare our next life, next body, on the situation of the mind. At the time of death, the mental condition will carry me to a different type of body. The example is given just like ear carries the flavor or odor, bad smell or good smell according to the place the air is passing. If it is passing in the place, then it will carry some air which is obnoxious. Some bad smell. If it is passing on some rose flower garden, then it will carry some nice flavor. But this flavor is in subtle stage. Similarly, our mental condition will be carried. I am a spirit soul. I am covered in subtle body, mind, ego and intelligence. And then my gross body develops. This body of five elements. These things are very nicely explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. You should read very carefully. So, material existence means to live on the mental platform. That is, transferring me or helping me transmigrating from one type of body to another type. In this way, the living soul is eternal, but is entrapped by the material mind and gross element, and she is forced to change place. As we are changing our body even in this life, from childhood to this grown-up body. See, this is going on. But actually, we are spirit soul with us. We don't require to be changed. We have got our eternal situation. Therefore, mantra means to get released from this gross and subtle stage of life. Mantra. Man means mind and tra means deliverance. every month. All these Vedic mantras, they are meant for that purpose. To deliver the living entity from the mental plus. There are many practical examples. Whenever we psychology, thinking, feeling and willing are commonly things in the mind, then we strongly feel, then we will, then we act. Acting is the last thing. Just like I want to construct a building. First of all, I imagine, I shall construct such a nice building. Then I feel for it, then I will for it, then actually I'm digging the wall, and it comes out. It's all activity. So, now what sort of feeling we should indulge in? That is the question. If we indulge in this material feeling, then we shall be continuing this change or continuing this transgression from one body to another. And so long we are in this material body, maybe either this body, somebody have got European body, somebody have got Indian body, somebody has some other body, animal body, or demigod body, or microbe body. There are so many 8,400,000 of species of body. But the spirit soul is one. They are qualities one, but they are, according to the mental status, they are developing different types. The mantra means to deliver one from. So what kind of mantra will deliver? Vishnu mantra. Because Vishnu can give you deliverance. Vishnu or the Supreme Law. Nobody can give you deliverance. Only Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Vishnu means all pervading personality of Godhead, the Supreme Law. Take for example, just like one man is condemned to death. So, according to law, he is condemned to be hanged. Nobody can excuse him. Nobody can excuse him. But the king can excuse. He has got to fear. If the condemned person appeals to the king, and if the king thinks it proper, all right, this man may be excused, then it is. He can be excused. I think this is the law in your country also. The supreme executive head can excuse. Similarly, we are under the laws of material nature and we are entangling ourselves in such a way that it is very difficult for us to get out of the process of transmigrating from one body to another. It is very difficult. You are creating another body, another body, another body, another body, another body. The only process to get deliverance from the entanglement of transmigration from one body to another is Vishnu. Therefore, this initiation means to re-establish your eternal relationship with Vishnu and thereby get yourself out of those material clutches and go back to Godhead, back to home, and enjoy that eternal light of bliss and knowledge. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna consciousness movement means to keep oneself always in Vishnu consciousness or Krishna consciousness. Then, at the time of death, if he keeps his Vishnu consciousness, he immediately transfers to the Vishnu loka or Krishna loka, and his human form of life will be accepted. So, now this Vishnu, this holy name of the Supreme Lord can be uttered by anyone. Apavitra, pavitra one. Either he is in contaminated state or he is in liberated state. It doesn't matter. He can chant. Apavitra, pavitra one. Sarvavastha. Sarvavastha means in all conditions of life. It doesn't matter. But once begun, you cannot chase it, then your progress will be hampered. Just like if you burn fire, ignite fire, immediately you get heat. There is no doubt about it. As soon as there is fire, there is heat. You feel there is heat. But if you ignite fire, at the same time pour water on it, then how you can have blazing fire? No. It will be checked. It will be checked. Therefore, if you want to keep the blazing fire, you should not pour water, which is again. Similarly, as soon as you utter the name of Vishnu or Krishna, you immediately become freed from all sinful activities. There is a reaction of sinful activities. Apavitra pavitra va sarvavasthanga sudhiva dasmare punyarikaksam. Anyone who chants and remembers the Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Jasmane Kundarita, so Bhaya Bhantaram Suchi, immediately he becomes purified, freed from the contamination of all sinful activities. That is a fact. But if you again commit sinful activities, then your progress will be checked. We should always remember like that. Don't think that because the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra will nullify the reaction of all sinful activities, so let me commit sin and again chant Hare Krishna, it will be nullified. This is greatest offense. Just like somebody goes to the church and he confesses his sinful activities. Of course, in the church, if one confesses his sinful activities, immediately nullified. But if you come out again commit this sin, then what is this? This is not intelligence. This is not intelligence. If you have, just like you contaminate some disease, and you go to the physician, he gives you some medicine. Your disease is counteracted. But again you contaminate and again come to the doctor, what is this business? This is not very good business. Therefore everyone should be very careful that so long whatever I have done, sinful activity, all, now it is washed off, because I am now initiated to chant to Hare Krishna mantra. But don't commit it again. That is our warning. Therefore, our students are placed not to commit these four kinds of things. What is that? Illicit sex life and meat eating, intoxication and gas. These are the four corners or four directions of sinful activity. If you indulge in these four things, then your volume of sinful activity will simply increase. Now stop this. Stop this. Close this door. Don't enter again. Then this purificatory process will keep you in track and your life will be saved. Apovitra pavitra va sarva vasanga sutra jasmare punarikasam sa vayabhanda. You see, you are now being purified, but don't commit any more sinful activities. That they are very simple things. Illicit sex. So in our society, there is no allowance for illicit sex. If you want have sex life, then you get yourself married and use sex life only for degrading nice children. Krishna consciousness. Just like these children are born from the very beginning, they are becoming Krishna consciousness. They are dancing, they are chanting in this way. From the very beginning, their life is purified. So, human life is meant for purification. If this life is not meant for amassing more and more resultant action of sinful life. So far animal life is concerned, they are not. Just like if you violate laws, because you are human being, you are punished. But animal is not punished, because they have no sense. If you keep your car, keep to the left, if you keep your car on the right side, you are punished. But if a dog goes from the right to the left or left to the right, he is not punished. Because it is a dog. It is not under any law. So every law is meant for human beings. All scriptures, all Vedas, all law books, all statutes books, they are meant for human life, not for animal life. So the more we abide by the laws, the more we are born in human form of life. That is the truth. And the more you disobey the laws, either the laws of nature, laws of state, any, or laws of religion, the more you become any. Therefore, in human life, there should be restricted, lawful life, either in religious law, or state law, or nature's law. Then you will keep very fit for making progress in further developed consciousness. And the summit consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That is our original consciousness. That's why original sky means clear sky. And the sky sometimes becomes cloudy, misty, foggy. That is not original. Similarly, except Krishna consciousness
except God consciousness. Any other consciousness means cloudy. Cloudy consciousness. Just like the sky, except clear sky. Whether it is cloud or mist or fog or something else, this is not clear. This is contemplation. Similarly, any other consciousness, except Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness? God is great, I am small, and I am dependent on God. This is Krishna consciousness and God consciousness. Never try to become that I am God, I am great. This is cloud, mist. How is that God? Is that God? You do not know what is God. Therefore you claim. There are so many rascals that can claim that they are God. And God is a cheap thing. No. God is great. And I am small. Therefore, my business is to abide by the orders of God, to become servant of God. That is my actual life. And the more you develop that life, the servant of God, that is perfect. That is perfect. The more you feel, the more you act as servant of God, that is perfect. And the more you feel that God, I am God, I am servant of my senses, I am servant of my country, I am servant of my society, I am servant of my job, and so many things, that is adulterated consciousness. This is all a thing that I am servant of Krishna, I am servant of God, and act in that way. So this initiation means beginning life in that consciousness. Krishna. Now, it is up to you to develop or to degrade. The spiritual master duty is, my dear boss, you write A like this, this way. That, so, the spiritual master duty is that. You do like, you write like. Now if you write like this and practice it very nicely, your handwriting becomes very nice, and you are praised by everyone, and you have become an educated, literate man. Exactly like that. A spiritual master's duty is to give you invitation, direction. This is the way of spiritual realization. This is the way of Krishna consciousness. He is always prepared to help you. Now it is up to you to take charge. Don't expect any miracle. You must work yourself for advancing in Krishna consciousness. It is a great time. So, if you work sincerely and seriously, then your life will be successful. You will also meet Krishna face to face. Just like we are meeting face to face, we'll talk with Krishna, he'll enjoy life with Krishna, as the Krishna's cowherd's boy or the gopi, or Krishna's parents, or Krishna's other servants and friends. Similarly, you can become Krishna's friend, Krishna's servant, but either you become friend or servant or lover or parent, whatever you become, any relation. That is the in transcendental platform, they're all the same, on the same level. That you realize as you make advancement. So, mantra means, don't be mental speculators, try to follow the rules and regulations and the instructions. Don't go by the dictation of the mind. Then your life will be Bandhi Aham Ki Gita reach, grow, reach, yuta, pakakamalam, reach, gurun, maisa, mahamsa, sri, rupam, sabra, jatam, sadhana, raghunatha, mutam, sri, rupam, sabra, jatam, sadhana, raghunatha, mutam, tam, sajivam, sa, abhaitam, sa, avadhutam, purijana, saitam, krishna, chaitanya, devam. You are not chanting, yes? You are not here? Try to chant loud. Sri
Sri
Radha
Krishna
Krishna Karana
Karana
Lalita
Lalita
Sri
Sri
Vishakha
Vishakha
Vitanka
Vitanka
Namo
Namo
Om
Om
Vishnu
Vishnu
Madhaya
Madhaya
Krishna
Krishna
Sukhaya
Sukhaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Srimate
Srimate
Bhakti
Bhakti
Vedanta
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 Bhakti
Bhakti
Vedanta
Sri
Sri
Nama
Nama
Om
Om
Vishnu
Vishnu
Padaya
Krishna
Krishna
Krishaya
Krishaya
Bhutale
Bhutale
Srimate
Srimate
Bhakti
Bhakti
Siddhanta
Siddhanta
Saraswati
Saraswati
Siddhi
Siddhi
Sri
Sri
Bhasha
Manavi
Devi
Sri
Kaya
Vipav
Vai
Krishna
Sammanda
Vijyana
Rahini
Prabhavi
Namah
Madhudra
Udjala
Samadha
Sri
Rupa
Anuga
Bhaktila
Sri
Gaura
Purana
Bhakti
Vidra
Aya
Namaha
Kute
Namaste
Gaura
Vani
Sri
Murtai
Dina
Tarini
Rupa
Anuga
Virudhya
Apa
Siddhanta
Siddhanta
Harini Nama
Ma
Gaura
Gaura
Kitaraya
Kitaraya
Kakshat
Kakshat
Viragya
Viragya
Murtai
Murtai
Vipra
Vipra
Lambha
Lambha
Prasam
Prasam
Bodhi
Bodhi
Padam
Padam
Pujaya
Pujaya
Ti
Ti
Namaha
Namaha
Nama,
Nama,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vinadaya,
Vinadaya,
Prasida,
Prasida,
Nanda,
Nanda,
Nami,
Nami,
Gaura, Gaura,
Gaura,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Karu,
Vaya,
Vaya,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Vara,
Vara,
Ate,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Hari,
Bhava,
Bhume,
Sang,
Nidhesya,
Sajjana,
Priya,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Homa,
Sri,
Jagat,
Nathaya,
Ki,
Namaha, Vamsha,
Kalpa,
Saru, Vasya, Kripa, Sindhu,
Vaye,
Vacha,
Uti,
Tana, Pava, Nebhya, Vaishna,
Nebhya,
Nama,
Nama,
Nama. Pancha, Satya, Matam, Krishnam, Bhakta, Rupa, Saru, Satam, Satya, Sataram, Satyakhyam, Namami, Bhakta, Satyakam, Nama, Maha, Sada, Naya, Krishna, Hema, Sada, Yati, Krishnaya, Krishna, Chaitanya, Nami, Gaura, Sihi, Nama, He, Krishna, Karuna, Hindu, Dina, Bandho, Jara, Pati, Gopita, Gopika, Kantya, Radha, Kantya, Nama, Sute. Then, Jayatam, Jigato, Panga, Mama, Manda, Mati, Gati, Ma, Saravasya, Padam, Ujo, Radha, Madana, Moana, Vidya, Vindya, Aranya, Kalpa, Sumadha, Seema, Ratna, Sara, Singha, Kanasto, Sitri, Radha, Leela, Govinda, Devo, Krishna, Devi, Deva, Mano, Smarami, Sriman, Rasa, Rasa, Rambhi, Bhamsi, Vata, Tata, Sita, Karishan, Venu, Sanai, Gopi, Gopi, Natha, Siye, Tu, Na, Sapta, Anjana, Gaurangi, Radhi, Vrinda, Vane, Sari, Rekha, Vanu, Sute, Devi, Prana, Vami, Hari, Priye, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Hare
Thank you. Thank you.
Finish one, then take one another in this way, come to this side. Don't cross. Again begin from this, come. Huh? Pushottam is this issue. Huh? Yes, Krishna name is Devadatta. Devadatta. D-V-A. D-U-T-T-A.
Devadatta.
Krishna.
No, what is the restriction? What is that? Yes. We shall follow of this. We shall follow this restriction.
Hare.
Hare.
Make a grab. See, I think you can pretend that. Like that. You can pretend that.
Make a
Hare Krishna,
Everyone.
Don't imitate. That's all right. So, so far your mind, you're Devadatta. Devadatta. So you will just tell them how to accept them. Tell them. Yes? Yes? Yes, you know how. Tell them. Why not? You are saying always you should not know. Do.
You promised to take charge of the party and take care of him.
Tell like him. What he said, he said.
But this is a dead liar, so this is...
No, he repeat the word, what he said. You say, I Devadatta. You say, like this, I Devadatta. See here. Why don't you see here? You say, I Devadatta. You say,
I
accept you, Draupadi, as my wife.
My wife?
Yes, I shall take charge of you for your life, for your comfortable life. And Krishna answered.
You say,
I, Draupadi, say, I accept you as my husband, as your wife, to serve you. Why don't you say, to serve you, everyone should hear, this is a promise, I to serve you throughout my whole life. There will be no separation in any condition. Either in distress or in happiness. And we shall live together peacefully. All Krishna consciousness. Now change your God. Now you come to this side, you go to that side. Yes. Any power you have? Yes.
They have a little boy, Dylan.
That's all right. Hey, but the boy cannot see the marriage of father and mother. That's all right. It is not good that boy can see the marriage of father and mother. Boy is expected to come out after the marriage. Yes. So that's all right. Now everything is all right. Now you can take charge of your boss and go home. Yes.
Could we have a name, sir?
Your name is Devadatta.
For the boy.
Oh, Dhruvananda. Dhruvananda, yes. Now, your task. Your father, mother is present. Come here. So you agree to this marriage? Your boy is being married with this girl. So you agree? You like this marriage?
Yes.
You give permission to your boss?
Yes.
That's all. That's all. So, you can say, tell the Muslims.
I to Shekhar. I to Shekhar. Promise to charge you to Shekhar. First, they charge you to Shekhar.
Oh, the big Jambu has to be possible. Jambu.
Yes.
Let the boy and come again to perform the job. Yes.
take charge of you throughout my life.
To take charge of you throughout my life.
To help you in Krishna consciousness.
To help you in Krishna consciousness.
And there will never be any separation.
There will never be any separation.
In the stress that happens.
Stress will happen.
You say, but
I,
Vishakha,
Vishakha,
Sasa, promise to be your wife, Brahma Bhai.
Promise to be your wife, Brahma Bhai.
And to help
serve you.
To serve you.
To serve you.
Throughout my life. Okay. There will be no separation. And we shall live together peacefully in Krishna consciousness. Either in this state, all in heaven. Now we can sing. Now change your feet. That has come to the left side. Why is the left side has been to the right side? They are one body. Bow down to your father and mother. You can go to show you respect your father and mother. You can offer your blessings to them. You offer your blessings to them. Blessing, you offer your blessing. Good day. Yes. You are possible to have a son like this, chanting Hare Krishna. Yes. Then let us perform. Chant Hare Krishna. All chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.